Matt Stringer is the chief executive of RNIB, and each week we sit down for a chat looking at some of the big stories coming from the organisation. Matt, thank you for joining us once again.
Hello, Alan. Nice to see you again.
So a few topics to get through today. We are going to talk a little bit about the Safer Rails campaign.
This is a two-year anniversary now of Cleveland Gervais, who was struck and killed by a train on a suburban station in South London after falling onto the track from a platform that had no tactile edge, no tactile surface. And we've been working over the 2 years with Cleveland's partner, Secco Hall, to try and speed up the Department of Transport and Network Rail's rollout of tactile paving across the many hundreds of stations. Actually runs into low thousands of stations which don't have tactile paving. So the good news we got last year was there was a bit more money coming through, which accelerated the work, I should say, to install tactile another 200 stations. And that was great, but still leaves 40% of mainline railway stations without tactile, which, if you think about it, is an enormous percentage of stations up and down the country that don't have this very simple capability. And we're still agitating with Department of Transport and Network Rail to get this speeded up. At the moment, most of the work, which isn't all of the work, but most of the work is expected to be carried out by 2024-25, which was better than the original deadline of 2029. But the autumn comprehensive spending review, there was a request in there last autumn to get the money to speed that up and get it all done quicker than that. And here we are, 2 year anniversary. You know, we're still not clear about that money coming through and the work getting done. So it's something which we are pressing the Transport Minister, Wendy Morton, about, the overall Transport Minister, Grant Shapps. And, you know, we're keeping the pressure up to try and get this work done quicker. But, you know, just a reminder on the 2 year anniversary that this work still needs to be completed.
And we will have more on that on RNIB Connect Radio. Do stay with us. And a continuing campaign as well, looking at the elections. This is around making the voting process accessible and private for those who are blind or partially sighted, because it wasn't, to be honest, it wasn't fit for purpose. The elections bill went through the Commons. We were very concerned that, once again, visually impaired people may have difficulty in casting their vote. But that, again, is still an ongoing process.
We make no apologies for coming back and talking about this a lot. You know, this is a really important campaign and issue in its own right, but it is also symptomatic of how we need to campaign to make society and life work for blind and partially sighted people, and how quite casually things can be diluted unless we remain sort of vigilant. You know, this bill is now being read and heard in the House of Lords, having gone through its initial phase in the Commons, and it was debated in the House of Lords in the evening. And actually, you know, we were sort of pleased that there were a lot of Lords from cross-party who stood up and made the points that we've been making about the need to protect the rights of blind and partially sighted people to vote independently and vote in secret. You know, fundamentally, that the current bill doesn't guarantee blind and partially sighted electors the right to vote in secret and independently. So I think we're very pleased, actually, with the fact that we have a lot of cross-party support and that it was properly heard, and the government, you know, publicly in the House of Lords acknowledged they'd heard and understood the issue in that forum, and carry on, you know, the fight from here.
And I'm sure we'll come back to that with the local elections coming up in May. Let's go on to awards now. The See Differently Awards, the big day is coming up in March.
Yes, March 29th. So this is great. This is an annual awards ceremony that the RNIB has sort of instigated a few years ago and sort of runs to recognise powerful contributions from people in the visually impaired sector in a number of different categories, from things like Team of the Year and Employer of the Year and Campaign of the Year. And there's a Lifetime Achievement Award in here. So there are seven categories. So we had the judging panel convening in our office in London to cast their eyes across the shortlist in each of the seven categories. And we came to some agreement in all of the categories on who the winners are going to be. So clearly I can't tell you, Alan, who they are. But we've got a really fabulous set of winners that we'll be announcing on the 29th. And I think the really good thing about yesterday was, A, you know, the real level of engagement from a real cross-section of people. And this is a point, I think, this great cross-section of people engaging with the RNIB on something that they saw had enormous merit. So We had a very strong representation of visually impaired professionals and bloggers and campaigners participating, and we had participants from really, you know, important companies who we partnership with, from Amazon. We had the People's Postcode Lottery, we had Vision Express, we had EasyJet, you know, people who've been working with us on a variety of things, from, you know, technology projects through to sort of employment. So, you know, some really key partners of ours who are really helping us address some of the inequality in society. And it was great to have their contribution as well.
Look forward to find out who they were. Playing your cards close to your chest there, Matt. Let's finish off then with a topic, something which you and I talk a lot about, actually. It's books, because we are approaching World Book Day, and you absolutely want to bang the drum about RNIB's Talking Books.
No, I do. I mean, as, you know, you and I talk a lot about books, Alan. So, you know, as you say, we're both bibliophiles. So, you know, delighted that taking advantage of World Book Day, which is on the Thursday, the 3rd of March. So organised by UNESCO World Book Day, and it clearly is around celebrating the magic of books and reading. And what we're really pleased about is we, you know, supporting this initiative by giving every child and young person a book of their own by making 13 titles available in audio on Daisy CD or in Braille. And there's a great spread of titles. We've got The Wizard of Me, More Misadventures of Bubbles the Guinea Pig by Simon Farnaby. We've got Grimwood, Five Freakishly Funny Fables by Nadia Shireen. And we've got a Welsh language book as well, which is important, which is called Car Neck by Aaron Hugh. What the listeners can do is pre-order those. There's a full list of the books on our website, and there's a link to the page that you can see there. The offer is for one free book per child, so please engage, you know, through the website, or do ring our helpline on 0303 123 9999, and they'll be able to help you claim your book. So no, it's great that World Book Day is on in itself, but it's really great that we can take advantage of it by offering 13 titles free for children and young people.
As Matt said, do have a look at the website, rnib.org.uk. The helpline is there for all your questions, and if you have an Amazon Echo device, just ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline. Matt, great to talk once again. We'll catch up next week, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan. Look forward to speaking next week.